Your ability to persuade others is one of the most powerful resources you will ever discover. During this eye-opening podcast, you'll join Wayne Sutton as you uncover the secrets of influence based upon science and proven in the real world.
Tony Robbins says everything is state or state management. Now, I remember hearing Tony talk about this years ago and decided to test it out for myself. What I mean by that is in my personal life, in my business life, in everything, the state of mind, my personal state, influences the state of others. Ever walked into a room and just felt the energy was off? Like, wow, there's something so thick in here. Well, the key to that is there is an actual energy that comes from the state, but also your body's picking up on body language, unconscious cues. And as you pick up on those unconscious cues, your unconscious is saying something's not safe here, something's not right. So we need to understand that when we're talking to people, but we also need to understand that we release those states. If you're not fully, this is important, if you're not fully bought into the product or service that you're selling, then neither will be the people that you're talking to. So because listen to me very intently, people do not buy products or services alone. They buy states. States of mind. And if we can guide them to the proper state, we help them make great decisions and you will make more money in sales and marketing and persuasion. So think of the last major purchase. Maybe it was a home. Maybe it was an automobile. Maybe it was an investment that you invested into. What was the last thing that you spent money, a good amount of money into? And what state of mind were you in? Now, were you excited? Were you nervous? A little bit of both? But what emotion drove you to buy that property? So I'm coming to you from my home office, and we bought this property about 8 years ago. And I remember the excitement. I remember being nervous. I remember a lot of different emotions. But the state, when I finally said, I'm in, and we wired money for the home. We wired money because of a state. What was that state? It was a state of hope. It was a state of excitement. This would be the size of the property, or the size of the home was enough for my growing family. The office that I'm speaking to you now in was, it was like set apart. It was just what I needed. It was the size that I needed. So it was just like a perfect state of mind that I had. So how do you move people into state? Now, there's a couple of states. I'm going to give you three resourceful ones. Number one is the state of intelligence. People want to feel intelligent. People want to feel intelligent. So when you let someone know they're making a good decision, or how they're making a decision that other people that are intelligent have made this decision. That's why we work with people such as is important, because they want to know that you work with people in their area, in their niche, or people of importance, people that they deem intelligent. And you want to help them become intelligent, or help them see themselves as intelligent. Now, secondly, if people really want to feel that they are reasonable, this is very reasonable. That's why if I'm selling a high ticket program, I often say, people say, well, what does this cost me? What's it cost to get involved? What's your fee? What's your with this? And I'll go back, hey, number one, it's very reasonable. It's fair. I tell people, our price is fair based upon this. People want to be treated fairly. It's something to always remember. Their unconscious fear is somebody getting ripped off. Am I paying too much? So I let them know that they're being very reasonable. Hey, you're making a great decision based upon this, this, and this. Hey, Mr. Prospect, you're making a great decision based upon your goals and your desires, and also what you've tried in the past. And I'm going to show you a very, very simple and proven process. Well, I'm going to show you a proven process. It's going to take some work, but for someone who is reasonable as you, you'll see the benefits of it. And they want to feel, believe it or not, they want to feel helpful. This is why often when I'm going and speaking with people, I come in, especially like in the beginning of a call with, hey, I'm not sure if you can help me or not. Hey, I may be talking to the wrong person. I'm not sure if you can help me or not. So recently I had a good friend of mine, he came to me and said, Wayne, I need help. I'm trying to gain more business and I've got to do something. He's a local business owner. He said, I've got to go door to door and with a couple of, you know, B2B. And I've got to ask these people for the opportunity to serve them. And he said, the last thing I want to do. I said, well, don't go in with a pitch. Go in with a question. Hey, my name is. Hey, and I'm not sure you could even help me. I may be barking up the wrong tree. I'm not sure if you can help me. I'm not sure if I'm talking to the right person. People immediately go into, yes, I can, maybe. If you do it with the right tonality and you do it with the right, again, remember the conscious and unconscious, they look at the body, are you being genuine here? Hey, can you, I'm not sure if you could help me. They go into a helpful state. Yeah, well, how can I help you? Well, maybe. What do you need? Yeah, this is who I am. This is my offer. This is what I could do for your company. But I'm not sure, like, are you the person that could help me or is there somebody else? Everybody wants to be the one that helps, okay? So intelligence, reasonable, helpful. These are states. Now, there's a lot of statements and questions we can move people into these states. If this is important to you, then I want you to go to yourpersuasioncoach.com to sign up for our newsletter. If you're listening to this podcast and you're already on the newsletter, great. Then keep an eye out. If this is something that you're like, wow, I want to learn more about this. If you find yourself more and more curious, then go to yourpersuasioncoach.com and just click on subscribe to newsletter. Now, when you label someone, let me jump back again onto the intelligent, helpful, et cetera. When you label someone as that, then they will try to maintain that label because people have a need to stay consistent with who they think they are. Let me say that again. People have a need to stay consistent with who they think they are. So you can label that person. You label someone as, how do you label someone as intelligent? I see you've done your research. Oh, that's a smart idea. That's a good idea. A lot of times I see when somebody says something, I go, huh, smart. It's nodding my head, smart. I'm saying you're smart without, but it sounds like, it doesn't sound like trying to like, I'm not overdoing it. It's just like, smart, right? Yeah, good idea. Okay. So what this does is it begins to build up. Now, there's a level where you don't want them to feel so intelligent that they don't need your help. Another podcast, another lesson. But yeah, so you want to label them and then nullify behaviors you don't want. Okay. So let me give you an example. If I want to label someone as smart, you know, somebody as reasonable, I want to label somebody as helpful, label them as helpful, I can nullify the behavior I don't want. You know, hey, you know, Mr. Prospect, you'd be surprised how many people are procrastinators. So many people, they're just got closed-minded, hard-headed, and they're not willing to do the research. But I'm glad we're talking today. There's too many procrastinators. There's too many people with that victim mentality. Does that make sense? Okay. When you can tell them, hey, I'm glad we're talking, but there's other people that are like this, what you're doing is you're separating yourself from them. You're labeling them. It's refreshing to have someone who knows their goals. And this is something I use almost daily on conversations. Hey, you know what? It's really refreshing to have someone like you on a call, and you know the goals, you know what you're looking for, and you're taking the next right step. So tell me. So I give that label, and then let's continue talking. I want the label to stick. I don't want their conscious mind to be able to negate it. So it's real refreshing to have someone who knows the goals, know what they're looking for, takes, you know, and taking the next right step. So tell me, Mr. Prospect, and then I'm going to go back to a question, or I'm going to have them, we're going to shift the conversation. Now, there's so much more I can talk on this. What I want you to do is recognize you have everything within you to help somebody feel a way that they need to feel to make good decisions. And here's the thing. When people are positive, you just move people into that positive mode, they'll make better decisions. If the decision to work with you is a solid and good decision, they'll come to that conclusion. If it's not, then it really doesn't matter what you say, right? So again, help people. And I've gone from this call from states to labeling, but I really want you to understand this. You need to be in the right state of mind of resourceful. You need to be in the state of mind that you're helpful. You need to be in the state of mind that you have intelligence, that you understand the prodigal service and how it could help them. When you're in that state of mind, then you can bring that state of mind to the other people. if that makes sense. Okay. Hit the share button. Hit the share button. This is me making an ask, okay? If you do not have an offer, if you're not making an offer to your audience, are you really ever persuading people? So my ask for you is that you just hit the share button. If this podcast has been helpful, as I said earlier, obviously, make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, but hit the share button. Somebody needs to hear this. Hope it was helpful for you. Go out there, influence yourself, influence others, and impact the world. God bless.
Go to yourpersuasioncoach.com for more powerful resources on how to influence yourself,
influence others,
and impact the world.